Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
I want to welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast a good friend of mine, Miss Kimmy Lene. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm managing.
I feel you. I understand.
A little technically challenge on this, the technology. But we're going to make it through. We're going to make it through.
Absolutely.
So, who are you? Where you started from, where you been, and where you're going?
Oh, man.
Give us the short version.
Give you the short version. Okay, well, I am Kimberly. My maiden name is Hale, but last name is Blunt at this moment. I'm a native from Los Angeles, and so I'm born and raised Cali girl. And I, you know, grew up in Paris, California, where, you know, I got to see some amazing things. I've got to experience some trauma, and I got to be able to splurge and experience another side of life where I, at the young age of 12, I started dancing liturgical and moved forward in ministry, where I started to do mime and prosthetic mime. And I've been able to be a part of some great productions and do some acting in school, as well as some local, groups that I was a part of. I was able to help grasp the audience with stage plays and all that stuff. So I've got to experience a little bit on the artist side, mm-hmm. and I love it. Also a singer, poet, three-time author. I have three books that I've come out with in the last 2 years that are really, I believe, are hopefully self-help books, and they encourage people to become the better on their end and know that they can get through whatever they're dealing with. What else? I guess that gives you the gist of the short version of me.
I see. Hey, that's an interesting lineup there. You remember when we first met? We was at one of Dale Wallace plays, and I think I met you.
Yes, I do remember, and yeah. I was there on the terms of being an usher. One of my friends contacted me and said that they needed an usher, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm down." Mm-hmm. And then I end up helping with the video.
Yeah, that was like, interesting.
What you need me to do?
Everything.
So it was interesting, because it's like, you know, I've always been the type that, you know, God bless me with many hats, and
yeah,
when I walk into the building, I know I'm not there. Just my assignment is my assignment.
Yeah.
But I know that to get out of, don't be so comfortable just being in that predicament, because you never know. It might put you in a place where God may draw you somewhere else and you can help. And it may land you somewhere where they will always remember, and they'll be like, "Hey, call on her, because she might be able to help." You know what I'm saying? So I've just been the type of open.
I'm open to
help people.
As usual, I am too. And that's why I was on that set, helping.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're still helping. I'm still working with Dale. We got some stuff coming up now. It's working on this currently. Matter of fact, next Saturday we're filming in L.A. and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so stay tuned to the R Productions We're always up to something.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. I met you. You was always smiling. You was pleasant and stuff. Such a lady. So I remember that, you know, the first impression made a lot of impact for his quality of person. So you're good in my book, sister. Keep up the good work. Keep the smiling and the pleasantry. And, you know, that's, you know, it's hard to find in today's rough world. So just be you and do you and let it shine. It shines. It's being noticed.
I appreciate it. I do my best. I feel like it takes too much energy to frown.
Yeah.
Versus smile. And I know that a smile can go a long way. Even though sometimes you got to smile through the pain and through whatever you're dealing with. Because you never know what a person, if I smile today, I walk out the door and just smile at somebody, it might actually save their life.
Yep.
And I realize that because many people have told me, Kim, your smile is it just changes the setting. It changes the atmosphere when you walk in with a smile versus with, you know, like somebody been sold your whole lunch.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I do my best to smile. But some days, you know, we all have our days. We can't really just, do we really smile every day? You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type that if I smile, you know, it's not because I'm smiling because I'm having a good day. I'm smiling because I'm smiling. But sometimes, you know, you have those days where it's like not so good and you're trying to smile, but you can't smile because it's too much. You know, you overwhelmed. And so I know myself very well. If I'm not smiling, something's wrong. So I've learned to not ignore that about myself, you know.
Right, but that smile is it does so much stuff, and it really don't cost nothing to do it. You know, it don't take a lot of energy.
It doesn't.
One of my motivational mentors, Zig Ziglar, I heard years ago, he said, you know, it takes 72 muscles to frown and only 14 to smile.
That's it.
He said, some of y'all working yourself to death.
Just frown. Like, you frowning just because. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm making you got a bad day. I don't think I want to be around you.
Yeah. No, that smile is like light in a dark world.
Yeah, so definitely.
Yeah, I try to keep the up spirit like that, too, you know. Smile and just be, you know, just bubbly best I can. Right. So, those books, what's the name of those books? You say you've written two of them?
So, I have...
three of them?
First book is called What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. Sub is Don't Die in the Process. And these are all poetry books.
Okay.
And they are stemming from life experiences. So, the first one. Then the second one is called Declarations of Loving Yourself in Search, Volume 1. And then you have Volume 2 of Declarations of Loving Yourself, The Healing Process. It's so interesting how these books came about because What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger is it's a snippet. It's my life story in a nutshell.
All true poems? Poetry? That's interesting.
All through poetry. And volume 1 of Declarations of Loving Yourself in Search, that is, you know, it's a snippet of a little bit of my life, but it's so interesting when people read the books and they're like, man, Kim, I know that's what I dealt with that or whatever the case may be. And it's like, I just pray that, you know, whatever a person's dealing with, they can grasp. So the In Search part was, unfortunately, going through going through a divorce and trying to figure out things. So I was in search to figure out what I needed to fix within Kim.
Right.
What I needed to change with me. And because you can't change anybody else. Like I've always been the type where I can't change a grown man to do what I want them to do. But I can change me and how I handle the reaction of. So I find that to be very important. So that's where In Search came in. Then volume 2, The Healing Process. Unfortunately, probably 2 months after my ex walked out the door, my family had a very trauma, very critical hurt. My nephew passed. My nephew, we lost our my oldest nephew, and actually yesterday was the anniversary of his accident, and it was so much for our family. Mm-hmm. And so when I did that book, when I did those poems, that stemmed from a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. So we had to go through a healing process.
Right.
Of grief, of loss, and to be rebuilt all over again. So when it comes to, out of all my books, the first one is my start off, where it's showing pieces of my younger Kim. Uh-huh. My volume one is showing the middle part of some of the things that may have occurred, but this healing process really showed it took off everything. So even from the covers, every cover has its own little story, but the last cover shows more of a transparency where God had to strip me from everything and start all over again. So that is where the healing process has to start, is we got to strip down to the bare and begin to see you. And I could not stand who I was.
Wow.
Who I became, it was very hard to see, believe it or not, because it's like, now, you know, I had to just say, okay, this is who I was. This is who I am. Where I was trying to please other people before. But when I got to this point, it was like, no, all bets are off. You need to focus on self-care. You better make sure you get you together, because it's a dire need to do this, to get you together. So these books really stemmed from some place where I had to take off the reins and just say, here you are. This is you. What can you fix?
Wow. So,
and these books they're available on Amazon. You can find them on Amazon. And I'm not done. This is just the start.
Where can they find your books at again?
On Amazon.com.
And the name of it? I mean, they got to look up your name first, right?
They can look up my name, or they can look up each book. So they can look up Kimberly Blunt, which Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Blunt, B-L-O-U-N-T. And each book, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, Sub, Don't Die in the Process, Declarations of Loving Yourself, Volume 1, In Search, and Declarations of Loving Yourself, Volume 2, The Healing Process.
Does that mean they're going to have more volumes? Are you still in the process, and you got to write that as you go through it later, or?
I don't know if I'm gonna have there may be a volume 3, and I haven't, you know, I'm still in the works of where
the healing process or what?
Well, no, I'm done. I mean, there might be a part 3. I'm still trying to figure out what's next.
Okay.
No, I do my books based on what I'm given. You know, and right now I'm at a pause to see where we're going to go next, because I have to make sure that I don't do it out of, I don't do it for self. I'm not doing it for me. I have to do it as I'm led.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com.
check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Okay. Anything else you're working on, projects or writing?
I'm going to be, I have a outreach ministry called Bloom Ministries, uh-huh. And I am currently working on, I had 2 years in a row, I had my women's empowerment. And I believe this year I will be working on, a empowerment summit or a some type of event, because it's overdue and it's time to just bring people together to help them with whatever they're dealing with and just get to a better place. You know, mental health and all of that is important. So I think that it's about time for us to get back on the wheel and do what we're supposed to be doing. That's what's in the works right now. I'm working on figuring out a venue and figuring out a place where it'd be great to have and bring people together. I'm also working on a book signing so people can come together and just have a good time. I love having events where we can all come together in a positive manner and just work to become a great entity. So that's where I'm at. You know, that's where I vibe.
Okay. What is your website again? Where people can go and get all your information?
So my website is ladykblunt.com, LadyKBlunt, BLOUNT.com.
Okay, and they can find all your activities and
correct whatever,
to get in touch from, with you.
Yes, from, you know, my books, you can actually go on there and the links are connected for the books. I also, you know, have a little side thing that I do, braids, and so that you can look for hair. And, but it has my ministries that I am linked up with, that I have my businesses as well.
Okay. You have anything on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, in case you want to reach you?
I do have my IG is Kimmy Lene _ the artist. And Lene is Lanee. And then my Facebook is Kimmy Lene. That's, you know, and then Lady K is also stem from that as well. So it's, I have a couple of ways you can get in contact with me.
Okay, that's great. So tell me about this artist side of you.
Well, I, as I've said before, I've been blessed to be able to be a part of productions and on the lines of the road of dancing, singing, rapping, uh-huh. Poetry, all of those entities, as well as acting. And so my whole artist side is I love to just be who I am, but I love having a good time. And so being on the artist side, you get to see a little different side of me. I'm also on one of my good friends, CC Chantel Washington. I am featured on one of her songs called Body, and I'm rapping on that song. So these are just, you know, God is bless me to be able to just be on platforms and be able to share my gift with people, uh-huh. And know that, you know, anything is possible. You know, anything is possible. If you put your mind to it, you could do it. As, you know, we motivated, go grind, go get what you want to get, make it happen. I've always been a type, and I've said this probably the last 2 years, whatever you do, be great at it. Uh-huh. So
do it bad enough time until you become great or something.
Right. You know, if you want to become an actress, you know, do the best that you can. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Don't make excuses. Just go out and do it. You know, also, you know, if you are, and I say this in the kindness of my heart, but I'm like, if you're a jerk, be a jerk. Don't try to sugarcoat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a jerk, just be great at it. That's, you know, be who you are. Mm-hmm. Basically, be the authentic self. Don't be somebody else.
Right.
Just be you.
What is it? Be an original. Don't be a duplicate.
Exactly. Don't try to mimic somebody else. Just be yourself. I promise you, you'll get even further being you than being somebody else. And that's what I learned over the years. I can't represent somebody else, but I can represent Kim. Now, I'm great at promoting and supporting others when it comes to their brand. That's one thing most people know me as is Kim is a great supporter. And I'll push somebody's brand to the wheels fall off. You tell me your vision, I'll help you push it. And that's something as well when it comes to Bloom. Bloom is not just the outreach ministry, but it stems also as a business where I do my best to help people plan the business side of their life. So I sit down with them and we come up with a business plan. We try to figure out what they want to do. And we twist it and mold it into what they want. So I've had people where I've sat down with them and, you know, I kind of, while they're in the business portion, even if they're in business right now, they're trying to maneuver through their business and build it. If I have the answer, I'll give them what I have, the nuggets that I have. If I don't have the answer, I tell them where to go if I can. So that's another part of me that a lot of people find out about, where I do my best to just push. I like to help push people out. So
that's a good quality to have.
Yeah. Very supportive.
Yeah. You don't find that everywhere. So if you can find a person like that, you want to treat them nice and always stay in touch with them.
I do my best to do that. I guess because so in the military, you know, and I go here because, you know, in the Army or Marines or whatever, they are pushers. You know, you have the people that are, like when you go to boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Did you serve?
I did not, but I was going to go in. And I remember when I quit, because I'm going to just be honest, quit. I was like, I ain't doing it. I'm not for it. I'm cool. I support everybody else, but I'm good. Well, I remember going to one of my, we had to go to training and I was 100% there and I was pushing everybody. And I was like, come on guys, we can do it. We got it. Uh-huh. And my instructor said, that is the best quality to have. Kinda everybody don't have the quality. You motivate people to go out and do whatever they need to do. And that is going to help push you to be a better be the better in the Army. And I was like, well, thank you, but I'm good. That's literally what I was.
You got cold feet. What did you sign up and went to boot camp and then you just bailed out?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I went to swear in the first time.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that that's not what I wanted to do.
Wow.
You know, some journeys and some walks are not for everybody.
Right.
So you gotta know where you good at and where you're not. And it probably would have, you know, I probably would have been a whole nother person today, but it wasn't for me. That wasn't the line that God had for me to be in. So I got out that line real quick.
Well, thanks for your attempt to serve.
No problem.
At least you inquired.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you realize, okay, let me change path here. Caught it early instead of getting in there and then going AWOL and getting in trouble.
Exactly. You can't
do that. So do you have any songs on the marketplace that you did? Or you just always collaborated with somebody or what?
So I actually have, for What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, I actually have audio. I have 10 poems out of the book. There's 31 poems in the first book. Mm-hmm. And I did 10 poems on audio. I'm actually in the process of putting the other two on audio and releasing those as well. But you can definitely look on YouTube or any platform, Spotify and Trendle or Apple Music.
Okay.
All of those, whatever. If you got most of them, you'll find my audio book on there and you'll be able to listen to my heart you know, from the first book. So,
and it's under
Kimberly Blunt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, so, make sure you check it out, guys. Give us some love and support.
Yeah.
And get your blessing. And get your blessings.
Yeah. Now, this is what I will say about books, because I'm a true believer, even though you bought the book today,
yeah,
you may not pick it up until 5 months from now, three months from now, 6 months from now. I just believe that when it's your time to read it, that's when you were supposed to read it. So
yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I had a family member that purchased the book, and I was like, hey, did you read it yet? And they were like, no, I haven't read it yet. I said, okay, cool. Uh-huh. I would say about 3 months later, they picked the book up and they start reading it, and they said, Kim, you know, it's so interesting because the stuff that you're going through right now, which was about a year ago, uh-huh, some of the stuff is actually in the book. So crazy, but it's true. That some of the stuff that I actually dealt with personally, uh-huh, I was dealing with at that very moment.
Wow.
And so I was like, you know, maybe I just wrote my story, and it's for real my story, like not just from when before, but it's a long stem of who I am, and you'll see. So, yeah.
Cool. So if you can go back to your younger self, what would you tell yourself?
I would honestly tell myself to work harder, and whatever happened in the past is not going to break you. It's not going to kill you. That is going to help push you to who you're supposed to be. So don't give up.
Keyword, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Keep pressing toward the mark.
Yes. Yeah. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Stay focused, because we tend to allow things and people to distract us. And that is one thing that I will say, sometimes I wish I would have just not done. I would also have to tell myself to wait when it comes to marriage, when it comes to being in relationships and all that stuff like that, that'll come and go.
Uh-huh.
But focus on getting yourself together first and make sure you're okay. And I'm not saying independent. I'm saying make sure you're okay, because every relationship, every struggle that we've dealt with, sometimes we put ourselves in those situations based on our self and our self value as a woman and a man.
Uh-huh.
You don't feel valued enough, you're going to pick something you don't need. And sometimes it could be very well, your blessing could be very well sitting right in front of you. But because you don't believe that you deserve it,
uh-huh,
you're never going to achieve it. You derail yourself on purpose.
Kind of like self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage. And I believe that sometimes that's what we do. We do self-sabotage because we don't believe that we deserve what is right in front of us. So all of that, that's what I would tell myself, because there's some decisions that I made in my life,
uh-huh,
that I wish I would have not made at that moment because it was premature.
Yeah, but you still learn from it, right?
It may, like, looking back, I may have learned, but you know how your mom or your dad may tell you, you know, don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. They don't really tell you why not to do it.
Uh-huh.
They just say, don't do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes we just need to listen to the don't do it part, even though we don't understand why.
Yeah, I'd be the one that asks them why and get an explanation.
Right.
So when I can understand it better, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
But some of us,
hard-headed,
were taught to do it and weren't taught why.
Right.
Because sometimes we grew up in that era. Well,
do what I say.
Do what I say and not what I do.
No question.
Do
me.
What I say. Don't ask no questions.
Yeah,
do
not,
what I say, and that's the end of it.
That's not a good method no more.
Right. But that's actually how some of us were taught.
Yeah.
And so a lot of reasons why people rebel, and I'm just trying to drop the nuggets for parents because I am a parent. But the nugget is, it's important to tell our children why.
Yes.
It's important to educate our children why, so they don't get in the same mess, in the same cycles that we are have been in. And so explaining to them why you don't want them to do something, or what the expectation is for them, is critical at a young age, so that when they become you, or when they become the parent or the adult at the moment, they understand, okay, my mom taught me, my dad taught me, my grandmother taught me. The nugget of it all is this: I want you to be better than I was. So I don't want you to make the same mistake that I made. So critical that I understand that. Don't be rebellious so much. Sometimes people are actually, they have your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't want to accept that with some people because we want to do what we want to do. Doing what you want to do sometimes because you've grown don't mean it's the right thing to do.
Right.
I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah, but I guess I was the type of kid that listened to the older people. First of all, yeah. I didn't like to get my behind whipped. So I figured if I listen, I don't have to get slapped or beat down. And
yeah.
It just was interesting. Those old people, their wisdom and, you know, how they trying to school you on the pitfalls in life. So
right.
I guess, you know, that's why I didn't have a lot of episodes of drama in my life, because I did actually listen. So, but, you know,
I
got other brothers and stuff and people, cousins, you know, they just rebel and they end up in all kind of trouble in life.
Right.
And they wait till they're old men, you know, old men to get their life together. It's like, man, I was the one that listened. So I guess that was a plus for me. Saving a lot of heartache. And I try to teach my kids the same, you know, concept.
Good. That's a good trait to have. See, growing up, I am the baby of, there's four of us. Mm-hmm. And my mother used to say, well, you know, people used to be like, Kelly's getting a lot. She's getting a whole bunch of whooping talk. And I look at people like, why would you say that about me? Like, they're like, she was probably bad, huh? And my mom be like, no, actually, she wasn't. She learned by example. So with my siblings, I watched what they did, how they did it, and I made sure I didn't do it that way.
That's smart. That's called wisdom.
Right.
Learning from other people's problems.
Being in trouble was a dime a dozen for me. I probably in my life got two whoopings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't like it in whoopings. I didn't like getting in trouble. But now as an adult, sometimes I get whooped by Jesus. Okay, that's just be clear, to be honest.
You think you're too grown?
Right. You grown. How you think you grown? Like real grown? Okay.
God say you still my baby.
You ain't made it yet. So I get in trouble. The Lord really rebukes me and puts me back in my place and where I'm supposed to be. Like, I told you. I told you to do this, and you decided to do that. Okay, well, this is your consequence. And there, when you're ready to get yourself together, get back on the wheel, I'm right here.
There you go.
You know, he's going to give you the free will to do what you want to do. Once you're ready to act right, he's here.
Yes, so, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. It's different avenues and things that I wish I would have waited and made different decisions. But
you're here now.
They have made me who I am today, and I'm not mad about it.
Not mad about it. No regrets.
No regrets. I definitely don't have any regrets. I just wish I would have handled things a little differently.
Yeah, then that would have made you perfect.
Maybe, or not perfect.
Then you wouldn't have learned what you know now.
I could have gotten to my achievements a little faster. Does that make sense?
That's what you think. God had other plans.
Right. That's what I think. Yeah. But if I would have went this way, I probably wouldn't have dealt with
I agree. Because,
you know, the hiccups that I had to deal with.
Yeah, when you go in reverse and look back on the choices you made and the directions you took, you can kind of see.
I had a choice.
Yeah.
I had a choice. And the choice was mine.
Yeah.
But if I would have went to the left instead of the right, or if I would have went to the right instead of the left, right?
Yeah.
If I would have went to the right, then all the blessings that were behind that door, and I say this very, you know, very transparently,
uh-huh.
if I would have went and opened that door, then it would have been a little differently. It would have went a little different versus me going to the left, and instead of getting the 10 blessings, I only got 4
okay.
of the blessings of a blessing.
But yet you still got the blessings.
You get what I'm saying? And I got I'm still at my destination. It just took me a little longer to get here.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad about it. It's just sometimes I'm like, dude, I wonder if I would have did this.
Yeah, I used to say that too. But then it's like, well, if I would have did this, I would have missed out on this right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to go through those knots on the heads and the roadblocks to get to the point where who I'm with and what I'm doing.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Still made it to my destination.
Yeah, so I just count it all joy and just thank God for the journey.
Yeah.
I'm still here to talk about it. I'm breathing and living. And, you know, everybody didn't make it. So it's like, hey, I'm right where I'm supposed to be at the moment.
Right.
So where to now, God?
That's where to now, God.
And then I look at it like all the people you ran into because of those past choices, how you blessed or, you know, you was a blessing mm-hmm. to those people, they would have missed out if you would have took that other door. So it's kind of like, you know, God, you make your plans, but God kind of puts you where he wants to be. Yeah, so I don't even question it no more. I just roll with it, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my life was planned before I was even born. So they just use me, God, and let me touch the lives I need to touch and vice versa. And we're going to keep it moving. Long as I'm breathing, we're going to keep it moving on the mission and do what he do through me. That's right. How I look at it, you know, because I can't stress over, you know, the other door I would have went in. You know, it could have been worse. Hell, I'd probably be dead. I don't know. You know.
That's true.
We're still living and breathing, so he's not finished with us. So we got work to do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I agree.
Yeah. Great conversation. Any more last minute tips for the youngsters or, you know, dreamers or people coming through the storms?
First thing is to be true to self.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that whatever you're dealing with right now is something that you have been placed in, but know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't look like what I've been through.
Thank God. Huh? we all be
tough. Ooh, I thank God. You know, I say this because I'm just so grateful that at one point I remember when I couldn't even put I couldn't put groceries in my refrigerator. I was trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay this bill and do this and do that. And God has blessed me to be at a place. And you're talking to somebody that is a mother of 3 beautiful, amazing children.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never believe, some people would never believe that I am at the place of investing in other people with raising 3 children. So to the single parents out there that are raising 1 child, 2 children, 5 children, how many children God bless you with?
Uh-huh.
First off, my motto is these children did not ask to be here.
Right.
So they got to be raised one way or another.
That's the least you can do for
them.
Raise them.
So I don't make excuses of, and I'm not saying other people do, but I don't make excuses that I have to raise my children. Because guess what? I have.
It's a blessing.
And so I totally faith when it comes to being a single parent. Because to be honest with you, I'm not single. I got the help of the Lord in this process. So God is the person. He's the one that gives me the strength and gives me the ability to handle. So it may look dim and it may be hard at times to deal with raising a child. But you are the best example that they have. Make it the best experience for them.
And they watching you through the whole journey.
Correct.
Listening and watching.
Don't use it as a crutch to say, oh, I'm a single parent. The woe is me story has left the building.
Mm-hmm.
put on our big girl and big boy pants and do what we got to do for these children that are learning how to deal with outdoor experiences. I'm a true believer in, when it comes to our children, that raising them to be who they could be. I don't sugarcoat stuff with my children.
Yeah,
I let them keep, I keep it all the way 100 because 100. If I don't, nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah. So life don't sugarcoat it either.
It does not. So I do my best. If I'm going to tell my son, hey, listen, you are at the early age of 14. Understand that, brother, man, this is what could happen. This is what is going to happen. This is what, and it's not a matter of this is what could happen. No, this is what's going to happen because of who you are. Young man, one day you're going to walk into a building and somebody is not going to like who you are because of the color of your skin. Sir, you got to work it out and make sure that you be the better. And don't allow anybody to dictate who you are because of who you are. I'm raising two amazing kings and one queen. And I'm telling you today that I'm blessed to be able to have them in my life.
And I've met them. They seem like little pleasant kids. And
your, I don't
your,
take it
your oldest son, he's so calm and mild-mannered. At least in the public.
Oh, he's very, he is.
Yeah.
He's very calm.
Like an old
very,
soul.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's very protective of his family. And I'm very grateful for my son, my oldest son. I'm grateful for my daughter and my baby boy. Because God truly in my life, God blessed me in knowing who I was at that time.
Right.
If that makes sense. So they are a little images of myself sometimes. So yeah. So parents, just do your best. Don't make excuses for our children.
Yeah. Kids actually, I wrote a song called Life of a Child. It's probably pretty much talking about that. You know, be a good example, teach them, raise them, love them, and just, you know, give them the best of you. And they actually bring out the best of you because they, you know, you normally, if you didn't have kids, certain things you wouldn't do. But since you have kids, it's like you get like superhuman strength to do stuff that you normally wouldn't do. But because you have kids, you just go, you go hard in the paint.
Absolutely.
At least that's what I did. Ain't no excuses no more. Your life is pretty much done. It's for these kids getting from, you know, infant to adulthood safely and, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a good look.
Definitely.
Cool. Kimmy, so that's a good, this is a good interview. Appreciate your time and your talent.
No
and you got a little short poem for us.
Yeah, I can definitely pull out. So I'm going to ask you, let's see.
Are you going to interview the interviewer? You going to interview me on my own show? Go ahead on with your past.
No. Oh. I mean, would you like a newer or a older?
I'm sure either one of them going to bless us. Because we ain't never heard them.
Never heard them, yes.
So they're going to be new to whoever never heard them.
you know, I think we're going to go with the healing process.
Okay, because we all need that at some point in our life.
That's where we at right now. That's where I'm at, where I'm living. I'm living in the healing process. So let's see.
The stage is yours.
The healing process. The healing process. Happy or sad, alone, confused, not really knowing which way to go and how to be. It's all about the way you handle each moment of your life. You see, as time has presented itself, you get to see the bad, the good, and the indifferent. But the choice is yours. You have to be who you are. And understand that sometimes when you feel you're not okay, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to not want to be bothered. It's okay not to want to interact. It's okay not to move and have those that love you to be put to the side. Sometimes you have to focus on you because the moment that you sit back and can't catch your breath is the moment where you have to stop, revamp, and understand that at this very moment, you need to work on you. There's a process. There's a season. And this time is yours. So instead of saying I'm good, I have learned to say today I'm not okay. Today, I'm in a place where I want to wreck up the place. Today, I'm in a place where I'm frustrated. Today, I'm in a place where nothing matters. Today, I'm in a place where I want to cry so loud that the pain that I feel, maybe I'll just run away. Today, I'm not okay. But I'm learning that the process is normal. Anger, hurt, frustration is real. Loving on myself has been the best thing I could ever reveal so that I can be the better and I can reach out, because I want to make sure that whoever is in my circle, I can be there. It's time to regroup. It's time to allow everything that I feel exposed so that it can never come back. You thought you had me. You thought I was going to give up. But this is only the beginning of a new chapter. The healing process has begun.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Trying to get my snaps.
Thank you.
I got one hand snapping, the other one slipping. I can't get both of them snapped. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. And the name of that one is what? The Healing Process?
Healing Process. That's in the new book, Volume 2, The Healing Process.
Cool. Somebody needed to hear that. Okay, Kimmy.
All right.
We go by Kimmy Lene or we go by Kimberly Blunt. Look her up, folks. She's all over. And I want to thank you for gracing the platform today with your lovely spirit, and I can see your smile through the audio.
Thank you.
Keep wearing it big and bright because it lights up people's heart.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, everybody. This is Kimmy Lene, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out at LadyKBlunt.com.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in this week. I want to thank you guys every time you tune in because it's a blessing to have your ears to choose this show over many, 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 many more. So we want to thank you for joining us today when we had our special guest, Kimmy Lene. Make sure you check her out, her websites, her Instagram, and show her some love and support and tell a friend. And hopefully you guys learned something from her and got blessed from her testimony and her information. Other than that, this is your man, Nathaniel Noble Jr., and I'm out.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.